And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, This was he of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath. Revolution NMR LLC reminds listeners to honor our military members. Without their courage, we would be unable to enjoy the freedoms granted to us in the Constitution. Let's salute those who have given their lives in the line of duty, as well as those who serve today. Show your appreciation by sending a care package to our troops. Contact your local veterans organization for more information. This reminder has been from Revolution NMR LLC in Fort Collins, creator of Scientific Instruments.
Well, good morning. I'm here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Joel Skousen, who's going to bring us up to date on what's really going on in the world. Because you have to understand that the news media in America is tightly controlled by six major corporations. If you want documentation, we carry the book, The New Media Monopoly, written by a professor of journalism, University of California, named Ben Bagdikian, who for 30 years had studied the control of the media. Of course, he thinks that the right wing control the media. He's a left wing professor, but and of course, the right wing believes the left wing controls the media. And the truth of the matter is, they're both wrong. But that's a subject for a different time. The media is controlled. It's important that you get the truth. And that's why we have Joel Skousen with us every week at this time. Good morning, Joel. What are we going to be talking about?
Good morning, Stan. Well, I certainly agree with your remarks. The media is controlled. I've studied this for a long time, wrote a piece called How to Interpret the News. And a lot of conservatives really think that the media is left-wing, but in really, they're, you know, they're shills for government, and government tends to be left-wing, and so it appears as if it's just a left-wing bunch of people. But really, if you look closely, especially in modern-day times, the government, the media spends an inordinate amount of time simply parroting what government spokesmen do. And that's their way of appearing neutral. But in fact, it's not neutral because government itself. And then for their opposition, you know, they put in a few contrarian points of view. Somebody, for example, a Republican view to a Democrat or a Democrat, but they're always, you know, a middle-of-the-road Republican or Democrat countering this with a slightly different point of view. But they never put on the constitutional right, who would have a very strong differing point of view, showing how, you know, both of the establishment points of view, the various ones, are wrong. And so in the World Affairs Brief, I try to put in an understanding, as you do, Stan, about where things are really going. My top story for today's World Affairs Brief is the illegal immigrants flooding into the U.S. seeking amnesty. With this amnesty bill marching through Congress, foolishly supported by many Republican congressmen who are deceived into thinking this will draw more Hispanic votes their way, people from all over Central America, as well as Mexico, are flooding north to the border by the thousands each day. Private sources within the Border Patrol tell me that in Texas alone, they are capturing over 1,000 illegals a day and running out of space to hold them. Hence, they get a free ride back to Mexico where they can try all over again. No prosecution, no penalties, no fines, nothing. Just free ride back. If that is how many they're capturing each day, think how many more are getting through our leaky border all along the U.S. and Mexico. The new legislation does not even pretend to complete the border fence. People don't want that, and it must be done. There has to be a border fence if you're going to control the borders. The Daily Mail of Britain published a dramatic story complete with photos of immigrants hopping trains in southern Mexico and traveling free all the way to the northern border into the U.S. Hundreds of them every day sitting on top of trains. And we note that these are just the ones from Central America, not the thousands of Mexicans themselves moving north by road. The freight train known as the Beast travels from the southern Mexican town of Arriaga up to Mexico City, and every day hundreds of migrants, mostly from El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, or Nicaragua, sit on top of the notorious trains, often for days at a time, sleeping up there. Some of them fall off. It's called the train of death, because riding precariously on the top of moving container cars, migrants are always maimed or killed if they fall off due to dehydration or sleep. Then there is the human threat. These vulnerable travelers have been increasingly targeted by criminal gangs, people smugglers, kidnappers, and corrupt officials. And I give a link to the story in today's World Affairs Brief, which is very interesting, especially the very well-done photos. You will notice, however, that the railroad officials make no attempt to stop this kind of hitchhiking. They don't attempt to get people off the trains. Can you imagine people riding the trains like that? I mean, we're talking about not just a few panhandlers or hitchhikers as they try to get into boxcars. We're talking about the entire top of a freight car being wall-to-wall people as it's going along down the road. I mean, U.S. rail officials would never allow that, but the Mexicans do. And that's because the Mexican government, I believe, is in collusion with the U.S. to increase surreptitious and illegal immigration as part of this multicultural agenda to water down conservative voting strengths in the U.S. and change the way of American life. If the amnesty bill passes, you will bet it will only encourage millions more to come illegally, knowing that amnesty is becoming a political fixture in the U.S. As you've said often, Stan, if anyone thinks that this bill is going to stop illegal immigration, they just don't know what they're talking about. It's going to, in fact, increase it. But it's a flood right now because people are trying to get in under the wire to qualify for amnesty under this current bill, which generally will have some clause in that says you have to have arrived in the U.S. before such and such date.
Does it actually allow the people to bring in their relatives and others? I mean, this is an incredible piece of legislation. We're not talking 11 million. We're talking, what, 30 million or more?
Absolutely. They purposely understate this to 11 million, but, you know, even as much as 10 years ago, the figure was 20 to 40 million. I mean, there could be, I'm sure there's at least 40 million of these people who are going to get amnesty. And it allows people to have amnesty who have been deported before, which never used to be allowed. I mean, this is a wide-open invitation to water down what we have in our life here.
And this is because the people who rule America want a multicultural, multilingual society. They don't want America. They want to transform America into what they want for the whole world, where there'll be no sovereignty, there'll be no patriotism. Everybody is on welfare. Basically, we have almost 50 million people getting food stamps today. And a lot of these are illegal immigrants, and there's no requirement to be a citizen to get food stamps or to get all the other wonderful benefits available in America. Isn't it great? The only trouble is it's going to bankrupt and destroy this country, and the people who are pushing that know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want the gullible Americans to know, and they want them to say, to believe, well, this will be the last time this will ever happen, and now there will no longer be a problem. And ladies and gentlemen, they are not going to stop here, believe me. They want to destroy America.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom-tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial-scale power. Great Plains Power is a full-service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom-designed system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the Internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Joel Skousen, we're talking about the incredible immigration bill that has the support of both the Republicans and the Democrats, a legislation that is designed to alter America forever. Now, a lot of the Hispanics who come in are hardworking people, and I don't blame them at all for wanting to come someplace where they can get food stamps and free medical care and all sorts of other benefits, and they don't even necessarily have to pay taxes at all. They simply are outside the regular boundaries of the under which we have to live. And, of course, if they're caught, then they're not punished. They're not sent to prison. They're simply deported so they can come in again. And this is part of a planned program. They know exactly what they're doing, the leaders of both political parties. They just want the American people to understand that they're using the Hispanics to alter the demographics of our country so that never again will we be able to get a free elections here and actually effective elections. In fact, well, we won't get into what they're doing with the electronic voting machines and how we really don't have what I believe are fair elections at all anymore. We have a ruling elite. They use the facade of democracy to control us, and most of us go along because it's the easiest thing to do. Go right ahead, Joel.
Well, let's move on to the Benghazi story. Whistleblowers are being threatened. There's the news that there were 30 survivors that the government brought up to Walter Reed Medical Center and kept them incommunicado so they couldn't tell anybody where they were. They didn't want the reporters finding out that there were survivors that they could interview. And now, in fact, people who have survived are having to hire attorneys in order to defend them as a whistleblower because they're being shut down and stonewalled by State Department and the Central Intelligence Agency. And, you know, there is a real problem because the Whistleblower Protection Act really is a fraud. It's meant only to appear to protect. Virtually every whistleblower reports that the law isn't much of a deterrent against retaliation by superiors. That can only mean that private assurances are circulated within the White House and federal agencies. The Justice Department lawyers will thwart prosecution attempts as long as threats are made verbally and without witnesses. With so much going on in government that is illegal, the government has a huge interest in preserving their ability to cover things up and deter whistleblowers. Lying about a commitment to whistleblower protection is very much a part of that. Another tactic is to delay or deny security clearances to attorneys for whistleblowers so that they cannot subpoena appropriate government documents needed to prove their client's case. Representative Darrell East of the Republican California, who chairs the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, is the one who is the forefront of trying to investigate Benghazi and other things. And he was complaining that attorneys cannot receive the necessary security clearances because the State Department hasn't even made an appropriate process that's transparent. So you go in and call the State Department, and they shelter you from one person to another, and you send a memo, and you send a letter, and there's just no absolute clear-cut form of how to get a security clearance for a journalist. And they've done this on purpose. Notice the devious way in which the State Department responds to Chairman Issa. State Department spokesman Patrick Ventrell on Monday indicated that far from threatening anyone, the administration hasn't even been presented any such cases. I'm not aware of a private counsel seeking security clearances or anything to that regard. In other words, what applications? There are none. Attorney Tun Singh, who is one of those attorneys, disputes this, saying that it has been at least 2 months since she has been attempting to get a security clearance without response. Well, the Obama administration maintains that it has been more than forthcoming on Benghazi and that it is time for the State Department to move on. That's that old yarn that has been used on every unsatisfactory investigation since the JFK assassination. You wear them down with delays and obfuscation and then declare, we have to move on. At a recent hearing before the House Foreign Affairs Committee, John Kerry, Secretary of State, noted that the administration officials have testified at 8 hearings on Benghazi, provided 20 briefings on the subject, and turned over to Congress 25,000 documents related to the killings. Kerry added, I don't want to spend the next year coming up here talking about Benghazi. Well, I'm sure he doesn't. But no matter how many documents the White House turns over, which are meant to impress by virtue of quantity alone, these submissions are irrelevant if they specifically omit documents that show culpability in the attack. I predict the investigation will get sabotaged once again, by Representative Issa, who will only investigate the administration's failure to upgrade defenses at the site, which is missing the point. The crucial issue being evaded is there was a stand down. Orders given to military forces ready to mount a rescue effort to not launch and do nothing. Two high-ranking military officers were relieved of command over their refusal to stand down, and they have been quickly forced into retirement and threatened into silence. So to a certain extent, this battle over getting testimony from administrative whistleblowers may or may not yield significant results, and I predict it will not. Well, in another story, Stan, there's a Texas airport shooting yesterday, and we're asking in the World Affairs Brief if this was another failed false flag event. Early reports describe a gunman who walked into Houston's busy Hobby Airport and began shooting a handgun, firing twice into the ceiling before being confronted and shot by a security officer. Reports are that the man, Carnell Moore, turned his gun on himself at the same time the officers hit him. A bag found with the man is said to have contained an AR-15 with one loaded magazine. And in Moore's car, the ABC said, .223 ammo for the weapon was also found. Earlier in the day, Moore had posted on social media that he intended to commit a mass shooting today. A handwritten note found on Moore's body said he had changed his mind and wanted to kill himself. Well, thankfully, he did change his mind, or it could have been meant another atrocity in a wave of hysteria trying to push Congress to pass gun control. And although stricter gun regulations have been narrowly defeated this time around, we haven't seen the last of it. False flag operations are hard to pull off since they are only committed by mentally unstable people who are directed by government mind control and or satanic influences and are always under the influence of mood-altering drugs. There's an inherent dichotomy in the idea that the unhinged suicide seeker will also have enough mental capacity to be a cold, calculating killer capable of systematically targeting and killing large numbers of fleeing, able-bodied people. But every major shooting with many casualties has had evidence pointing to multiple shooters, most notably in Newtown and the theater shooting in Aurora. With news stories covering up arrests, or witnesses or other avengers only to be covered up later in favor of the lone gunman story. There have been several almost massacre events in the last few months where the would-be shooter has quickly stopped or commits suicide before going very far. In January, a student at Taft High School in California shot and wounded another student, but was distracted by a teacher as he started to shoot at more. and marched a man at University of Central Florida who had a handgun and a .22 rifle and some bombs, along with a to-do list of the massacre plan, was apparently foiled when his roommate ran and called police, prompting the suspect to commit suicide only. He hadn't even received all his weapons and ammo yet. In April, a gunman posted his intentions to shoot up a Virginia mall, but was stopped after police subdued the gunman. Only two women were wounded. It is likely only a matter of time before another false flag event occurs where the patsy or controlled entity does more damage before finishing himself off, and then will be faced with another round of assault weapon banning or gun registration laws. Any comments, Dan?
I agree with you totally. I think that these are all staged for the impact on the minds of the American people. And so many of these people, as you point out, are on psychotropic drugs. And I believe the intent is a dictatorship in America. They hate the Second Amendment because it gives the people the right to keep and bear arms. And this is how, of course, we maintain the rest of the Bill of Rights. The Second Amendment to the Constitution is vitally essential if we are going to have freedom in America.
Well, it's interesting how the entire psychiatric profession has moved into drug therapy now, and hardly anything is done with really trying to help people understand the spiritual and other emotional problems behind mental illness, and even nutritional aspects that are behind it that offer much more prospect for a long-term cure than drugs, which only mask the systems and then lead to a propensity to suicide once they go off the drugs. I have long felt that one of the problems with mood-altering drugs is they mask the center of the mind, which receives the promptings of conscience. And I've even had some experience with teenagers and things that I have counseled who tell me that once they go on Prozac or other types of mood-altering drugs, they can't feel the promptings of conscience. And so this is a very serious thing when you shut down the center of the mind, and it does tend to dumb people down. Creative people can't feel any creativity when they're under those drugs.
Once you took God out of our society, once you created a situation where you couldn't mention God or Christianity or Christmas or Easter in our schools, once you suddenly took away this concept, thou shalt not kill, and we told our young people, you determine what's right and wrong. What individual is able to determine on his own what's right and wrong? A few can, but the vast majority are going eventually to get into impossible situations. Maybe we ought to put God back on our schools. We didn't see this sort of thing when we were a Christian nation. Now that we're a post-Christian nation, why should we be surprised as we see progressive degeneration of our society, increasing tempo of violence and murder and mass murders? Go ahead.
Well, in another story, the Pentagon is trying to prosecute Christians for proselytizing. This is a war on Christianity, really. The Pentagon has released a statement saying that soldiers will be prosecuted for promoting their faith. And this is a very tricky issue with a lot of repercussions surrounding free speech. Can a person say anything about his religion without being interpreted by someone as proselyting? I mean, it's just incredible, almost impossible. It really means that you can't ever mention God or religion in the military, or someone can run to the commanding officer and say, hey, he's proselytizing me. And yet, with the new openness about gays in the military, I'll bet you that if you run and protest that he's, you know, talking about gay, that that's a protected form of speech now. And that's how crazy this has become after the civil rights legislation was passed, because what Americans don't realize is that as bad as we may decry racial discrimination, like free speech, we have to defend people's right to negative judgments about other people, even for racial reasons. Because when you shut that down, you stop people from being able to make judgments. As long as force is not involved in those judgments, people are free to make negative judgments about other people on their own private property. Well,
America is becoming a depraved nation. America is in a post-Christian era. And, of course, certainly freedom comes from God. And you take away God, why you take away freedom? And those who will not be ruled by God will be ruled by tyrants. And we are ruled by tyrants today who control both political parties and make mockery out of our electoral process. That's what the electronic voting machines are all about. Every one of them can be rigged. Go right ahead, Joel.
Well, it's very sad that Pentagon appointees are meeting with anti-Christian extremist Mickey Weinstein to develop court-martial procedures to punish Christians. Weinstein, the head of the so-called Military Religious Freedom Foundation, says Christians, including chaplains, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ, are guilty of treason, committing acts of spiritual rape as serious as sexual assault. He calls them enemies of the Constitution. And this is an incredibly distorted position. Certainly conversations or conversions by threat or force would be counter to freedom in the Constitution, but voluntary expressions of faith, the military could rightfully ban any kind of speech that isn't germane to the military mission during working hours. But the military now looks as if they want to control a person's time and conversation, even off duty. One commentator said this regulation would severely limit expressions of faith in the military, even on a one-to-one basis between close friends. It would also effectively abolish the position of chaplain in the military.
Well, we'll be back in a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount. We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.
Well, Dr. Sten, I wonder what our generals, field officers, are going to do in view of this new legislation, a new edict that it will be considered an act of treason to profess your Christian faith if you are in the military. Well, Joel, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you and subscribe to the World Affairs Brief, and how they can get the great books you have on strategic relocation and trying to create a secure home for your family.
Thank you, Stan. The World Affairs Brief comes out once a week, every week on Friday, and it is my weekly news analysis service of what's going on from the perspective of what the media doesn't tell us. There is a modest subscription fee for the service, but people can get a free sample copy by emailing me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. On my other website, joelskousen.com, people can view pictures and the contents of my various books. As you mentioned, my top-selling book is Strategic Relocation, North American Guide to Safe Places. It is the most comprehensive book, probably the only one out there that covers this subject comprehensively, every state of the union and all the provinces of Canada with colored maps, and even a new section on international retreating. It also covers how to do contingency planning when you can't move, and you can't leave the city where your job is at. My largest book is The Secure Home. It's over 700 pages and covers everything about developing high-security residence or retreat with full self-sufficiency. And my last book is in its new fourth edition. It's the high-security shelter book, Architectural Plans on How to Do a Basement Safe Room, which is the most economical alternative for most people. And all three of these books can be had by Radio Liberty.
By calling 1-800-544-8927, that's 1-800-544-8927. And ladies and gentlemen, I think these books are vitally important. We're moving into a very, very difficult period where I think we're going to see the breakdown of the structure of our society. And you better be prepared to look after yourself and your family, because you're certainly not going to be able to turn to a government that's as said, now, if you're in the military, it's an act of treason to profess your Christian faith. Remember, when a nation turns against God, God turns against that nation. Go right ahead, Joel.
Well, in the retribution against the nation, I predict will come with a nuclear strike from Russia and China, who are preparing weapons of mass destruction as we speak. The Chinese have been known to engage in Soviet-style strategic deceptions regarding all their military planning, following the doctrine of Sun Tzu, who advocated feigning weakness and understating your prowess as you build for a preemptive strike. Bill Gertz, who is the best source generally on things, threats from China and Russia, said in the Washington Free Beacon, U.S. officials have said the deception efforts, including masking nuclear forces as part of a calculated effort to undermine foreign nations' assessment of its strategic forces and the forces that are required to deter or counter them. Speaking of China, of course, China omitted a reference to its no-first-use nuclear weapons doctrine in a recently published government white paper. In other words, China has often said, we claim that we will never use nuclear weapons first. That's why I have indicated that it's very probable that North Korea is being preserved and tolerated as a nuclear power so that it will trigger a nuclear war where the U.S. will have to use tactical nuclear weapons stop a North Korean attack of the South. That, then, will get past China's claim that they won't use weapons first. They'll claim that the U.S. used them first. Well, this omission about the no-first-use strategic policy, along with recent comments by senior Chinese military officers, is raising new concerns about Pentagon officials about the opaque strategic arms buildup. Chinese Major General Yao Yanshu, a senior researcher at China's Academy of Military Science, revealed earlier this month that China is considering expanding its growing nuclear arsenal in response to U.S. missile defense deployments and upgrades. Well, like the Russians, Stan, the Chinese are basing their coming sneak attack against the West on superior numbers of nuclear weapons. That strategy involves both the downplaying and hiding of what they do possess and making false disarmament promises to the West to induce further reductions in Western stockpiles. The statement that China is disavowing its no-first-use policy was initially viewed as the general seeking to exploit U.S. concerns about China's nuclear buildup as a way to force the Pentagon to scale back missile defenses, which China regards as undermining its large mission force. Yao then states that China's long-held no-first-use nuclear policy requires a certain amount of opaqueness, meaning, of course, it's all a lie. Some U.S. officials and private experts said the comment undermines China's long-held nuclear strategy. If China abandons the no-first-use policy, the U.S. will need to expand its aging nuclear forces to better maintain deterrence. But you can bet they won't do that. Instead of continuing its headlong unilateral disarmament policy, which is what the U.S. Is doing. However, readers need to understand that our government will continue to disarm, even in the face of Russian cheating, because globalists controlling our government want this war. For only a horrific attack will justify getting the U.S. into a militarized new world order with commensurate loss of U.S. sovereignty. Well, the white paper omission follows periodic statements and warnings by Chinese officials since the late 1990s that are undermining U.S. intelligence estimates, which for several decades have predicted China's stockpile of nuclear arms will remain relatively small, limited to around 240 warheads. I mean, how did they come up with that? It's just ludicrous. I mean, China has never revealed anything. It's a top secret policy. And how U.S. intelligence come up and say, oh, they just have a small thing there. They're downplaying, they're covering for the rise of these great weapon systems. Russian and private U.S. analysts recently disputed the U.S. assessment and said the Chinese nuclear arsenal is much larger, possibly as many as 1,500 to 3,000 warheads, and I say at least. But with it all, there's a lot of hype in the Internet now about Chinese troop movements. Despite my concern about Chinese long-range hostile intentions, I have to protest the small band of Internet purveyors who continue to hype an imminent threat of Chinese attack. This week, circulating in the net were claims that China is on fire. You know, that was the title of a very flamboyant title. China orders troops and tanks to North Korean border. China deploys anti-aircraft carrier missiles off the coast of Taiwan. China sends more than 40 fighter jets to Senkaku Island and warns Philippines to immediate withdrawal from disputed islands, and China invades India. Well, all of these have some particle of truth in them, but it really is important to understand, you know, what's really going on here. The conclusions that they bring from these little statements of truth are off the wall. China routinely moves troops back and forth from the Korean border, both as a show of force to keep North Korea in line and also to keep Western intelligence guessing. And the Chinese coast is always bristling with anti-ship missiles that are facing Taiwan. There is a constant Chinese pressure play targeting the Philippines and Japan, but both allies know that they can hold their ground and not yield since the U.S. Navy is in the region to back them
up. Hold that thought, Joe. Hold the thought. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
Brush Housing Authority in Brush reminds listeners to spend more time with an elderly member of our community. What better way to show you care than to remember a family member, friend, or neighbor? Checking on their welfare, making a phone call, or a simple visit can make all the difference in the quality of their life. That's from Brush Housing Authority, reminding listeners for housing programs, call 970-845-5046. That's 970-845-5046. That's Brush Housing Authority, wishing everyone a great, safe spring and upcoming summer. Tri-Property Management in Greeley reminds everyone each year millions of children suffer from abuse. And although hundreds of cases still go unreported, behind the statistics are the lives of innocent children. Help conquer child abuse and report what you know to local authorities. Remember, your call could save a child's life. This message from Tri-Property Management in Greeley. For a full range of homes or apartments for rent, call 970-352-1025 or go online at triplacestolive.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Joel Skousen, and this is the last segment. Joel, go right ahead.
Well, we're talking about the problem with China and Russia building weapons of mass destruction and the hype on the Internet about China invading India. Well, the invasion turned out to be a mere platoon of Chinese soldiers camping out on the India side of a disputed border region. China is provoking and testing India's will to resist. But I don't think China has any intention of starting a full-scale invasion of India anytime soon. Someday that will happen, but certainly not for now. And in another news, Moscow has announced that they will later deploy the first of its new intercontinental ballistic missiles called the Yars-M, an advanced model of the Topol-M. Details of the missile are being kept secret, but it has been described as a fifth-generation strategic nuclear system that Russian officials will say be able to penetrate U.S. missile defenses using a new type of fuel that requires a shorter burn time for booster engines. The high-tech fuel allows for the reduction of the working time of the engines during the boost phase of flight, where the missile is most vulnerable to detection by defensive means. As a result, the Russians say, we achieved the most complex part of the rocket boost so fast that the enemy does not have time to calculate its trajectory and therefore cannot destroy it. So this is very serious. Now, this does not, of course, stop the more sophisticated problem of hitting actual warheads as they enter the atmosphere, which is very difficult to hit. They know that the U.S. anti-missile system in Europe is focusing on the boost phase, and so they're reducing the boost phase, that is, the time that the rockets in its first and second stage are really accelerating the rocket. After they leave the ground, that's when there's a huge flame available and they're very, very visible. And radar and heat-seeking sensors contract very easily. So they're reducing the boost phase, forcing us to do the much more difficult job of targeting individual warheads. And as you know, the U.S. ABM system doesn't have a warhead on it. So it's a kinetic kill vehicle that has to make direct contact with the nuclear warhead in order to stop it. Very difficult. We've only got a 1 in 6 success rate in tests with this missile, so it's under the most ideal conditions. So once again, the U.S. continues to disarm while Russia continues to increase the sophistication of its missile systems. In other news, with Iran and North Korea, the U.S. calls, of course, for both Iran and North Korea to shut down their arms network. But it doesn't do anything against North Korea ever, and it will do something against Iran. And part of that strategy is brought to the fore this week when it was announced that the U.S. will be sending long-range KC-135 refueling aircraft and V-22 long-range Ospreys to Israel. Now, the only reason Israel needs long-range refueling aircraft and V-22 Ospreys is to project power far from the border. Their fighter jets, can refuel with these large tanker-type aircraft. And the V-22 Ospreys are a fixed-wing rotor aircraft that can take off vertically with, a platoon of troops. It's a very capable, though dangerous, aircraft because it's had a lot of accidents, and there's no safety factor as there is with a helicopter. But it's much faster once it's in the air and can go a lot further than a helicopter without refueling. But both of these aircraft systems indicate that war with Iran is still coming. Israel is still the first priority of U.S. hostile policy in order to eliminate the threat of serious chemical and explosive warheads that can be mounted on its large arsenal of Russian missiles targeting Israel should Israel attack Iran. While Obama this week downplayed his second attempt to blame Syria for using chemical weapons, he insisted on another U.N. investigation, knowing that U.N. inspectors will be looking to blame Israel as well. He needs U.N. cover to justify U.S. plans to take down Syria and to keep the American public expecting to get U.N. permission for everything we do. Secretly, the U.S. is preparing for an armed intervention in Syria, but only as a last resort if increased secret military aid doesn't do the job with the opposition. In this case, Syria in the hands of Islamic jihadists is never going to be good for Syria nor Israel. Interesting story out of WorldNet Daily this week that said Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad was arrested and held for 7 hours Monday to keep and warned to keep his mouth shut about matters detrimental to the Islamic regime before he was released. This was according to a source within the Revolutionary Guards Intelligence Unit. If that is true, and by no means it is necessary because, you know, it comes from sources that I don't know you can trust, it means that religious powers behind the president in Iran want the president to stop provoking the world with his flamboyant statements. Iran knows the threat of war is close at hand and doesn't want Ahmadinejad helping it along. And you and I have both talked before about the difficulty of this president, you know, exacerbating it, almost like he's tempting the world to come and get us, almost like he works for the other side. So this is an interesting change in that perception.
We live in dangerous, dangerous times, I fear, and the average American cannot really anticipate what lies ahead, and few people are making the preparations that they should. For there's going to be another world war. It's not a matter of if, but when. And this time, I fear that America will be part of the battlefield.
We also needed to make a maximum effort to stop the Internet tax. It's going to be a huge tax increase on Americans that will never get repealed. Once passed and states get used to this extra revenue, they will forever cry, we're going bankrupt if it's ever tried to be retracted. That's why it's important to stop this Internet tax now. Ron Paul said to Business Insider, he says, while Mr. French may not go that far, he is arguing that the Congress turned the Commerce Clause on its head by passing the Internet tax mandate. The Commerce Clause was intended to facilitate free trade by giving the federal government limited power to ensure state governments do not impose taxes and regulations on out-of-state business. Contrary to modern belief, the Commerce Clause is not intended to give Congress power to regulate every sector of the economy. The Commerce Clause was certainly not intended to allow Congress to help state governments collect taxes on purchases from out-of-state merchants. And that's what's going to happen right now. The Internet is a burgeoning new economy worth trillions of dollars because you do pay for shipping, but you don't have to pay state sales tax, and that will be stopped.
Joe, we're out of time. We'll talk to you next week. God bless. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the Internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices. You don't need to be an herbal expert at the Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of the Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by the Green Herb located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Dan, I hope you enjoy our weekly interviews with Joel Skousen. And let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that we face very real problems in America, and you're not going to hear about them through the regular media. If you've not heard our talks on the danger of an electromagnetic pulse attack, I will tell you that the people I know in Washington, D.C. are frightened to death, and you're not going to hear a word about it through the major media. You need to get our 4-CD set on the threat of an EMP attack. You need to get the DVD, the talk given by Ambassador Henry Cooper on the threat of an EMP attack. You need to get the 2004 Congressional Commission report, which we make available. Now, I have to tell you, it's available on the Internet. You can pull it down for there or order it from us. And you need to get the book, A Nation Forsaken, by Michael Maloof, who was 30 years with the Defense Department. And when he left, he was the chief analyst reporting directly to the Undersecretary of Defense. Understand this is not imaginary, it's real, and you need to begin making your preparations now. Hope and pray it doesn't come about. But, of course, both North Korea and Iran working together have been practicing an EMP attack on America. They've openly talked about it, and not a word in the controlled media. And the question is, why? Well, this is the time I need to remind you my ministry is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, why you'll get our four best tapes of the month or CDs of the month, and I get a newsletter. And give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like a copy, you can subscribe to our newsletter. We'll be glad to send you a free copy if you call us, and you may want to get a catalog. Certainly you need to get the books and the DVDs that we carry, and we have so many excellent DVDs. If you want to know how they're poisoning your children with aspartame, why, of course, we have an excellent DVD on aspartame, Betty Martini talking. If you want to know how they're poisoning the air, you need to get Rosalind Peterson's DVD, on geoengineering, that's geoengineering. We have all sorts of CDs, tape sets, DVDs, books, and they're available. Go to our website, radioliberty.com. Get the information. Anything we have produced, you have our permission to reduplicate. We're carrying this great new DVD. It's called Operation Terror. It's a fictionalized account of what happened on September 11th, but it's very accurate. There's not one thing in it I would disagree with, and they murdered those people. They murdered almost 3,000 people. And remember, at least six of the hijackers who died that day, at least they tell us they died on September 11th, six of them are alive and well over, living over in the Middle East. And ladies and gentlemen, go to the Internet and just type in on your Google, six 9/11 hijackers alive in the Middle East. You'll find it's true. A number of articles have been written about it. They've interviewed them, and you're never going to hear that. Well, the story you're told about September 11th is just as untrue as the story you're told about what happened at the Boston Marathon bombing, and most of this certainly is planned murder. But they killed over 3,000 people, or almost 3,000 people that day. You need to get Richard Gage's excellent DVDs on 9/11. He has over 1,800 architects and engineers have signed a petition saying we haven't been told the truth about what happened that day. The buildings did not come down from the planes hitting them in the fires. That's Richard Gage, and you can get his DVD. You can get the DVD Operation Terror. 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Until Monday, we'll be back with you once again. May the Lord be with you.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time, the only begotten.